And yesterday, no matter what will happen tomorrow, we have today to deal with. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What is new for Thursday, May 9th? Not much. Not much, at least, that's any good.
It was a big news day yesterday, though.
Feeling a little big. What big news?
There's a lot of news happening yesterday.
What yesterday happened that really affects your life? All of this stuff, the murder trials, the kidnappings, other than to
all
serve.
Happened in the same hour. There was a press conference. There was a return of the jury.
So what? How does it affect your life and the life of most of the people who are listening to this program, other than people who haven't got a life, that sit around and watch this crap from morning till night, where they talk about these horrible things and the fact that they're so full of fear, these things. And by the way, Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn here, along with Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm trying to find something that will make me feel like it is a good day or going to have a good day. And I just read all this stuff. I don't know whether it may not affect you the way that it affects me. Because
no, of course it does. Negative news, of course it's not a fun thing to watch. It's gross.
Is it
it's
news,
disturbing.
Though? Yeah, how is it news? What's the definition of the word news? What is news?
It's information.
Okay. News and information are the same thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I don't know that I agree with you, but
how do you define it?
News is something that is, by definition, new. Information that is new.
Right, but it's information, correct?
There is not, but it's not the stuff that we're getting fed here in terms of whatever it is that is available to choose from isn't new. There's nothing. Remember we had that reporter on. Was it last Friday from Headline News?
Jane Velez Mitchell.
Right. Busy trying to sell her show and the fact that we'll have all the latest breaking news. They don't have the latest breaking news. They have conjecture. They have a lot of opinion from
people.
Right. That's not news.
You're right. That's just waiting around and talking and speculating.
So is it there?
But I will say that the western half, and you're not part of that right now, but the western half of the United States was pretty interested in what happened with the Jody Arias trial. I was in Arizona 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago for a business trip, and that is what much of the attention of the people are. And even a couple of friends of mine on Facebook from Arizona, we're very focused on what the verdict would
be. What's in it for them?
Well, it's a local trial, and I think,
it is a local trial.
I don't think there's anything in it for them, but I think people took a dislike to this person because she was tweeting from prison, and she was writing books, and so I think people were hoping that they would get a verdict that they thought was fair and just, unlike some of the other verdicts that we've seen with high-profile cases, like, what's her name, that got let go after her two-year-old daughter, Kaylee.
Casey Anthony.
Yeah, Casey Anthony went so south. I think people thought they expected one thing and instead got another, and I think that's why the eyes of the nation were kind of on this yesterday.
All right, Kenny, you're the person watching our social media. You follow this not only at DougSteffen.com, but with most of the things that are of general interest that people are following, whether it's the Yahoo trending things, Twitter in general, the things that are hard to sort of follow the news when it comes to Pinterest. But I'm wondering whether I'm the only one in the world who thinks this is all sickening and we've had way too much of it.
No, I think a lot of people think that it's sickening, especially since she did an interview right after the guilty verdict came out.
That was unbelievable.
That was very. I mean, the whole story has been very odd, and then she did this interview, and it seemed. My wife Lisa was saying it seemed like she was doing a "don't throw me in the briar patch" kind of thing.
But you know, she said,
"I live a long life. Please kill me."
Yeah, she said, "I prefer the death penalty."
So, why is your wife Lisa interested in this, Kenny?
I think it's because it's like a movie, except that it's real. It goes between reality TV and what used to be like a Sunday night movie. This particular case was a horrific crime, a very strange person who lied and contradicted herself repeatedly. Social media was involved. There were all kinds of pictures.
And she took the stand in her own defense, which never happens. For 18 days she was on the stand. I mean...
All right, so let me ask you this.
Very bizarre.
Does Ms. Arias become... She's a cult hero of sorts, but is she a creation of the news media? Did she do what she did? How many times have you heard, I'm going to ask a more general question than the specific one about her. How many times have you heard from people who do heinous things that they wanted to be somebody?
Yeah.
Therefore, they did this so they'd get the attention of the news media and everybody would know who they were.
Right. I think a lot of people do that. I do not think that she's one of them.
All right. Well.
I think that she is genuinely, honestly, and this is just my opinion, I think she's genuinely a spiteful woman who made it.
Okay, so we lost all of that.
There's a tweet just came across from a woman named Danielle who says, if you think Jodi Arias is today's leading story, congratulations, you're part of the problem.
Yeah. All right, sorry, Jennifer, you had a little extra technical.
Who knew? I know I've been censored, darn it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, all I was saying is that I do think that you're right. I think a lot of these people, especially like these mass murderers that we've had lately, are doing this to see their name in lights. I really don't get the feeling that she was a creation of the media. I think she was a woman who scorned, who was very spiteful. I think she went and did it, and then I think after the fact, she tried to figure out a way to save her own rear end, and that's when she started using media for that.
Then let's turn our attention to the Cleveland situation for a moment. This guy, whatever his name is,
I don't think those
Castro.
Guys definitely wanted to be famous. I think they wanted to keep those girls forever.
But where did they learn how to do what they did? How did they become the way they are?
It had to have been. I mean, and who knows? But all you can do is speculate. When you have three brothers who are in on that kind of behavior, it had to be something with the family, right?
Well, but how did the family get that way?
Exactly.
Is it in the first place? How many Hannibal Lecter movies are there, or things that are like that, that create in people's minds? Some people have very strong chemical imbalances, whether people honestly realize why people are different. Most of the times because the chemical balance is not balanced.
Right.
You don't have chemical balance in your mind. And the chemicals that are in your body, whether they're self-induced or whether they're created by just the way your body chemistry is, they do strange things to your brain. There's no excuse for this, but what we fail to realize in the simplicity of the way all this stuff gets covered or we learn about this stuff is that there is most of the time a far greater problem here,
mm-hmm.
and by definition, anybody who kills somebody else is out of his or her mind.
Yeah. I think in this case, these guys had to be out of their mind. I mean,
They
were begging to be caught, it seems. Like, as these details come out, they were begging to be caught. There was mistakes. He was in a park with the six-year-old. But, you know, for me, if I'm, like, doing my crack analysis on it, and all three brothers participate in this, to me it has to come back with some mommy issues. I mean, major issues where maybe they felt taken advantage of or beaten or maybe they were abused. Because why would you need to impart so much power over females? That's where I would look. Into their background.
All right. So, but see, you have a brain, and you're interested in more than the superficial side of these stories, and therefore there's something important that comes out of the discussion or your evaluation or analysis of it. And I wonder, when you're talking to some of your friends, girlfriends that are your age, if they come to the same conclusions. When you go to work later in the day and work in that office with all those other women and some of the men, some of them are in your family, I know you have conversations about this.
We spent a long time talking about this yesterday, and you're right. It's interesting because one of my coworkers, Eric Hines, who's on the air there yesterday, said that this brings him to the conclusion that he wants to get a gun because he's got three kids at home, and he said this is when it brings me back to that gun control issue again.
Yeah.
Now, can that help you? You know, maybe it just gives you a sense that you can protect your family in a better way. But I mean, these guys had no chance. They you know, swapped up these kids, and they weren't even kids. They were 20-year-olds. I mean, just got them. So we have been talking about it, and I think what it does is it makes you wonder, is this happening next door to you? And if anything, it puts you on higher alert to know, hey, if you see a guy bringing in 20 bags of McDonald's into a house and you think he lives there by himself, maybe you need to say something, or maybe you need to go knock on the door. I think it gets back to us maybe taking more personal responsibility and not just turning the other cheek to our neighbors now.
Yeah, I've seen 20 bags worth of McDonald's. Let's have a party.
Right.
888.
Just go over and ask for our share of the fries. Right.
888-302-3684 for thoughts on this. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and at Twitter at Good Day. It's 18 after, actually 17 past on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our start?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better at Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like DieHard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 5/18. Free tire of equal or lesser value. Rebate ends 6/1. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at... never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
I am so resisting this crud in the news to the point of distraction. I wish to all of you who are listening a happy, healthy, and loving day. And that comes straight from my heart to yours. I can't control what goes on in the world, but I sure as I can control what we talk about on this program and how we address things. And so, with the, I guess you send love to the victims and then move on, because there are a lot of other things going on that I think we can have a little bit more focus on. 21 after on Good Day.
And time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filters,
filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Liked her, but I like her more after I spent a morning with her.
I know, she was a co-host of Good Day. It was fun.
Young Miss Jewel. I can't remember what her last name is.
Jewel.
Kelcher, that was it, right? Yeah. From Stephenville, Texas. Had a nice time with her in January. She invited me to some concerts in Los Angeles, which I can't go to because I'm not
here. I wish she would pass on her tickets to me because I was actually thinking about going. It's June 6th or something.
Yeah, it is. All right, I'll send her an email. And we'll do that. Meanwhile, the thought of you being meant for me, people that are meant for one another, you go to DougSteffen.com today. It's a story about a 106-year-old woman who says she has no intention of marrying the 73-year-old boy toy she's been dating for the last 3 years.
Good for her.
She says that she likes living in sin.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, so that's the 106-year-old. As we get into some of the late night comedy.
Look at how awful that is. Listen to me going, lady. Just because she's older, I'm giving her a pass.
Well, look at this. She's 33 years older than this guy.
Look at, wow.
What she's do you think about that? Yeah.
Wonder what her parents think.
Clearly, they don't approve, Michael.
Was that on the air, Michael? Okay. What do her parents think? Good question. So now we have our attention on late night comedy. Conan O'Brien, to sort of follow up on that, has a thought about that 105-year-old woman we were talking about yesterday who attributes her health to bacon.
A 105-year-old woman in Texas claims that the secret to her long life is eating bacon every day. But then she admitted she's actually just 37.
I tell you, it's great for you.
Face fell off. Her face fell off is what I'm saying.
And a stunning comeback. Former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford. Remember him? He's the guy who told his wife he's going for a hike. Then went to Argentina to see his girlfriend, whatever it was. He was then exposed as an unethical, lying, cheating weasel. He has been elected to Congress where he'll fit right in. Yeah! There you go. Today he said his first order of business, improving relations with South America.
Guess what now? Cicadas. And you know what cicadas are?
Yes.
Every 17 years they come up out of the ground and then they attack everything. And this year they're expecting 17 million cicadas. No, a trillion cicadas. Yes, not 17 million. Because I know when you heard 17 million, you were breathing a sigh of relief. Wow. No. It's a trillion. It's a trillion cicadas, and they're going to attack and ruin everything. Mayor Bloomberg is advising New Yorkers to move their marijuana plants indoors.
Hey, this Sunday's Mother's Day, you guys. That's right. It's Sunday. That means you have 4 days to pick out the perfect gift before just buying flowers on the way to brunch. Actually, a new survey found that the average American will spend $168 on Mother's Day this year. Yeah. So to any woman who's been through labor for a day and a half, remember, it pays exactly $168.
So, see, I don't find him funny. I know you guys all think he's funny. Most of the time...
I think he has his moments.
Yeah, he does. But he doesn't have consistent moments, and Leno does. You always laugh at what Jay Leno has to say. Whether it's the way he does it, maybe, whether he has better writers, whatever it is. I don't see Fallon. I don't think he's bad, a bad guy. I just don't see that he's funny most of the time. I'm very critical of people who are supposedly comedians. I know that. But, you know, Leno is funny. Conan has more of his moments than I used to think he did. But Fallon doesn't grow on me at all. Anyway, that's a laugh or two or three that we need 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Over the years, there's always someone who has the brilliant idea of charging airline passengers by weight. Well, guess what? One airline actually is taking that seriously. It's called Samoa Air, and they've announced that it will require passengers to type in their weight and the weight of their baggage when booking online. The idea has gotten a lot of attention, but the airport scales may be the wave of the future. A recent study found that 4 out of 10 Americans would not mind being publicly weighed at the airport. I don't know who did that study because it's nobody I know. But in reality, let's face it, that idea would be almost impossible for an airline to enforce or implement. Think about how long it takes to weigh in your checked bags, and now imagine every passenger taking off their shoes and stepping on the same scale. So when it comes to that pay-as-you-weigh idea, here's my advice. Never say never. You may be on that scale before you know it. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
That's what I'm talking about!
At Shell stations all over America, millions are saving big on Shell fuel through the Fuel Rewards Network program.
Oh my gosh!
Just shop through fuelrewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then, swipe your Fuel Rewards Network card to save big at participating Shell stations.
Yeehaw!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at fuelrewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see fuel.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Going on in the world. The most interesting stories of the day with maybe some of the negative news nuggets thrown in perspective here with Doug and Rich. Jennifer, Ken Kessler is here. The question has been asked on our Twitter page whether or not your opinion of Charles Ramsey has changed after the revelation of his previous domestic abuse convictions. Is this another guy who's cut from the same cloth as the people? Maybe it's the neighborhood.
No.
But this,
why do they have to do this?
Well, but
I don't know.
This is the point I'm trying to make that I made in the last half hour. I don't know if I'd made it successfully. This is what I'm talking about with regard to those people who so get sucked into this, who are so involved in these dramas that take place. There is nothing, and I said this earlier, Richie, before you may have been listening, I am not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to play into this. You guys want to bring forth what may be the big news stories. There is nothing about any of this
crap.
The
big news stories of the day is one thing, okay?
It's not news. It's not new. There's nothing here that's new.
A guy who kicks down a door to save a girl who's been abducted for 10 years, three girls, that they have to look up his life history.
That's what I don't get. And the fact is, what I was talking to Doug about earlier, the good that comes out of this story is that maybe we don't turn our blind eye. If we see something weird at our neighbor's house, maybe now we say something. Maybe we act. And that's what this guy did. You're going to turn everybody off from that.
Everybody's guilty of something.
If all of a sudden our heroes become these people that we're trying
to
take apart.
Hero.
No, but if, I mean, he was. He helped these girls escape.
He did.
And so instead, now the news media has to take him apart bit by bit.
Yeah.
And what does that do to everybody else?
It isn't
say,
the news media because it's not news.
We're just gonna
it's
not
dirt,
do
trash.
The right thing because we don't want to be taken apart.
Everybody
by
stop right now. Take 10 seconds. Do you want your whole history put out on the news, on the television somewhere? Is there something in your background that
sure
you would be
mine.
Embarrassed by?
Sure.
Everybody. Absolutely. Everybody.
You bet.
Aye.
I'm surely not abusing my wife or, you know, but, you know.
Abuse the people you work with.
Hey, listen, there's something that the news could get a hold of and make it look like that I could look as bad as that guy, if not worse.
That isn't the news. That's the whole point. This is not news.
It's so sad.
It really is. We were chipping and chopping and cutting away.
Yeah, it doesn't good deed, and now you're going to take and cut him down.
All right, here's on our Twitter site, James Miller, who says to that question that Kenny has posted, your opinion of Ramsey, whether it's changed or not, because he had a problem before. Miller says, no, whatever his history, that does not change who he is today and the fine work he did.
And that doesn't mean that you condone whatever he's done.
No.
It just means that you, listen, the guy did a good deed. Give him props for the good deed.
Yeah. But you see, that's the whole thing, Richie. And we take this stuff and we rip it apart and take it apart. This woman, now we go from the three people who are now free, and that's the good story. What do you do with... But who's talking... I mean, there's some conversations about them and their families, but mostly it's about this guy and his two brothers and what they may have done to the girls and all that other stuff, which doesn't fix anything. And I guess I was thinking about all the stories over the years that I have been doing this kind of radio, conversation on the radio since 1971, all of the missing person cases that have come up, the abduction cases, the children that are forever ruined because of this circumstance, and how it is that we don't try to take the things that are harder to evaluate. I am taking a deep breath here, because the investigation usually focuses on the salacious part of what this guy did to those girls, instead of what's going to happen to the girls now. What can be done to help their life come back to some form of relevancy, some form of reality that they can live with? And you wonder about what goes on with investigators and how their lives... How would you like to do... I mean, think about the television shows like Law & Order, SVU. How would you like to be a police officer? Maybe you would. But think about what they do. Think about those cases, even though it's a television show. But there are, in most of the big cities, there are units that deal with these sorts of things every day. You spend 8, 10, 12 hours a day looking at people and what they do to other people like this. What do you think that does to those people?
Mm-hmm.
How is it that you can be able to, with credibility, go through your life and, in essence, live with day after day Amber Alerts? That's what this really is, right? Amber, let me go down the New Jersey Turnpike any day of the week. Those big electric signs they have over the highway, 9 days out of 10, they're going to have an Amber Alert flashing up there. This child's been abducted. Look for a Toyota pickup truck with a license plate number, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so they find him because of that? Yes. But why are they being taken in the first place? What gives somebody the idea that this would be a smart thing, an okay thing, a satisfying thing to do, to whip up some 10, 11-year-old girl and just go away? What is it that goes
there
on
are
in
some
somebody's
sick
mind?
People in this world.
But how
there
do they get there?
Been, and there always will
but
be.
I think there are more because of the way this stuff is presented and what people do with the information that they are given. That's my maintenance. You're right. I believe that there are always going to be people like this. But do we have more of them because of the suggestions that come?
Or do we just know more about them because we talk about it all the time?
You remember back in the back before the internet and 24-hour news cycle,
we didn't know stuff outside of our local area.
Remember, let's take JFK, for example. Mm. Okay, all the things that he got away with behind the scenes, the women, whatnot, and presidents before that, not just him, all the presidents before that who cheated and everything, and the press just kind of turned their eye and, turned a blind eye and didn't say anything. And look at, I mean, I know a couple of people who were abused as kids, and it just got brushed under the carpet.
Yeah, you didn't talk about it.
Nobody talked about it. Nobody did anything. Nobody said anything.
It wasn't appropriate to talk about.
Right. It wasn't. And people just dealt with it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's on the news. And
what does it mean
in
to
many
be abused
respects it's good.
As a child? What does that mean to be abused?
No, I think a lot of people are sexually abused or physically abused mentally abused.
Yeah, these are...
Well, I'm 2 out of 3 come from my... And I confess to having 2 out of those 3 in my background.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do I, am I going to sit here and talk about it and dwell on it and try to make it
no,
an excuse?
No, but it is how part of how you are the way you are every single
yeah,
day.
It is. That's right. You're right about that.
That's why you mentally abuse me.
It is. It's only because you're bigger than me. I don't physically abuse you.
Yeah, that wouldn't go far.
Anyway. This is just something, though, and I'm glad, thank you for the laugh, because this just gets so heavy. It's like a big fog on top of everybody, and I curse the people on the air that, not because I'm not watching this stuff, but the people who do, who, and I don't mean this, please don't take it the wrong way, but some people's minds are stronger than others. Some people get sucked into this stuff because
yeah,
they don't have anything else occupying, you know, that that wonderful thing between your ears. And so this becomes something in which you can get yourself away from your own trouble.
Yesterday we were talking about surveillance and the Big Brother state, and I made the comment that, remember 10 years ago we were all up in arms about this little contraption that they were going to be able to put in cars, specifically it was a Corvette that was gonna, like a black box that was
right,
going to be able to track your speed,
yep,
and this, and insurance companies were going to use it, and then how now we have all the government or anybody can track us, trace us, do whatever.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that all day yesterday, and basically the reason that has changed and we don't stomp our feet and cry and complain anymore about big government is because they switched it around on us. Before, what they wanted to do was give us all these things so that they could have this information. And then what they did is they switched it around and said, look, here's something convenient, a cool technical toy for you to have. And we opened our arms and we embraced it. We embraced Big Brother into our lives. And it's the same thing with this 24-hour news cycle. We embraced it. We asked for it. We
want it. I don't know if we do that. Here's, let me give you a postscript on that, Richie, if I may, and for everybody else. I'm a member of the Framingham Town Meeting. I've lived in this town all my life, and a couple of years ago I decided I'd run for town. It's an elective town meeting. So last night in town meeting, we had a discussion about a $500,000 appropriation that over the next 4 years becomes $2 million that will lead the town to pay so that every student in the school system will have equal access to technology, which translates into everybody in the system needs to have an iPhone or something like that that they can use in class. And the school department's excuse for doing this is they don't want to buy books anymore, because this would be a cheaper way of dealing with information, and therefore we don't need to have the expense of buying books. No more books. Everything you need is on that little tablet
or the iPad.
And so everybody needs to have an iPad. If you don't have one, we'll get you one.
My mom's school is gone that way.
Yeah.
No more books.
They're doing it at our kids' school, too.
Gee, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm almost done. I voted against it, and then I left in disgust.
Here's the dilemma. How many stories have we had over the past decade where a history book comes out and there's just a glaring mistake in it, and they have to take all the books back and reprint them, or they have to amend the book?
Interesting point on this. Most of the history books that have been written over the years that you had in school and I had in school were wrong.
Right.
Much of them were wrong.
Well, there's a difference between factual and just like the 1493 Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
That's 1492.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So if they put that in a book, what do? Well, on the iPad, they can go back and fix it.
Hmm. Sounds like an excuse for me. I'm not buying it. Sorry, I voted against it.
Yeah.
It
is cheaper.
302.
Yeah, I agree with it, actually.
3684. Everybody has a pad. No, but what do they do with them when they're in school? How do you know? How do you watch the children in every moment and keep them from going through their email or whatever else they can get access to?
Well, they can do all that with their cell phones anyway, and they all have them. But, you know, just speaking from experience, my mom actually went out of her way to apply for a grant from Apple, and actually was given, I think, like 48 iPads for her, a couple of her honors English classes.
Wow.
And so the whole school isn't electronic. Just a couple of my mom's classes to see how they do. And I said, aren't you worried? They're going to thrash these things. They're going to lose them. She said, well, we'll see. It's an experiment. they're great with them. These, at least the honors kids are great with them. They respect them. They're able to look up words. They're able to look up
everybody
passages.
Everybody's honors kids.
Yeah, well,
and, you know, in our neighborhood, in our local elementary school, a new business moved into the neighborhood, like a big one, like a, I don't know, a Starbucks or something like that. It wasn't Starbucks, but something like that. And as part of the neighborhood, you know, hey, thank you for welcoming us to your neighborhood, they bought, was it 100 iPads for the school?
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Well, yeah. Anyway, let's talk about burps.
It's good for back health. You don't have to carry a big backpack anymore.
Nobody likes the fishy aftertaste of fish burps that go along with the traditional fish oil pills that you buy in the big box stores. The standard supermarket drugstore fish oil is an alcohol molecule which is hard on your stomach. It causes you to burp. I take Vitality fish oil every day. I do not have any fish burps. I think that Jennifer and Richie and Kenny probably tell you that I have other burps, but they are not. I will testify here that they are not fish burps. It's because I'm taking Vitality fish oil. It's a natural triglyceride. It's like eating salmon. It's easy to digest. It is absorbed better than standard fish oil. Just one Vitality fish oil pill equal to five drugstore supermarket capsules that claim to do the same thing, and there are no burps afterwards, no aftertaste. So, if you think this sounds good, because we all need to have fish and fish oil in our diets in order to have healthy skin, joints that are healthy, hearts that are healthy, all of the things that keep you healthy come from having really good fish and or fish oil around. And if you'd like to try a free 30-day sample of Vitality fish oil, here's what you do. You dial 888-809-6424, or better yet, because you get probably faster service, call, go online to cardiol.net/Doug, cardiol.net/DOUG, and ask for the 30-day free supply of Vitality fish oil. You pay shipping and handling, that's it. No more fish burps. 888-809-6424, or online, cardiol.net/Doug.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
There is a very cool trick today. Check out our video of the day at DougStephan.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com.
The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Time on Good Day. I like this every day. At this time, we are here to try to make your life better with various things that come to the surface. So let's create the atmosphere right now that we bring in Shelley Palmer, who is our reporter on technology. Today, he wants to talk with us about rumors that Microsoft is going to tweak the first update of Windows 8 to allow users to go back to a more PC-like, less tablet-like desk.
Pretty much admitting that Windows 8 is a piece of junk.
Yeah, right. All right, so in a moment you'll hear that story. Junk or not junk? We'll find out here on Good Day.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. When Windows 8 hit the market, many users didn't like how visually different it was from what they were used to. Instead of having a traditional desktop, you are plopped into a tablet-like environment complete with movable tiles. It seems like Microsoft is aiming to calm the fears of anyone hesitant to make the switch to Windows 8, though. A new rumor says that Microsoft is going to change the way the start screen operates when Windows 8.1 is released later this year by letting you boot directly to a traditional-looking desktop. The feature will supposedly be disabled by default, but one quick settings change will have you back to the Windows interface you've come to know and maybe love over the years. Now, this option won't disable Windows 8 features like charms and start screen, so if you've gotten used to those but you want to boot straight to the traditional desktop, you can now have the best of both worlds. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your fill-up make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yeah.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Hey, big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at fuelrewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see fuelrewards.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. One part of the world that's home to some of the most prestigious high-altitude vineyards is something that Brian Osich wants to... You're going to like this, Jennifer.
I know.
Brian has more on how one winery has brought a lot of attention to the storied wine-producing region of our country.
It's harvest time in the Southern Hemisphere, and the Mendoza vineyards of Argentina are busy picking Malbec grapes, which are responsible for some of the world's most elegant wines. Winemaker Nesty Baida says one of those wineries has defined the Malbec category.
Since 1884, Don Miguel Gascon has been synonymous with the fine wines of the Mendoza region. We were the first winery in Argentina to bottle 100% Malbec wine, and we have a long-standing tradition of creating new styles and distinctive red blends.
Baida also says that heritage is one reason Gascon has always been known as the wine of what's next.
What's next for Gascon is our Colossal Red Blend. It's an elegant wine with a distinctive blend of Malbec, Bonarda, Syrah, and Cabernet Sauvignon. This big, bold wine is a confident choice for any social event, and it's available at wine retailers nationwide.
For more, log on to GasconWine.com. That's Lifestyles from Don Miguel Gascon Wine. Please drink responsibly. 2013 Gascon, USA, Hayward, California. All rights reserved. Served.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
The Doug Steffens Good Day program. Okay, so those of you who have used Huggies.
The diapers?
Diapers, yeah. Huggies, the diapers. Okay. Hashtag at P. If you're looking to keep up with the bladder goings on, when you're not in the room, you can use a new sensor and a Twitter alert called Tweet P. Tweet.
So your kid's diaper can tweet you
when it's time to change it.
Awesome.
My God.
You know who came up with that idea?
I don't know.
Our friend Maria Bailey. She's,
really?
Yeah, she's one of their consultants.
Really?
Yeah.
You can check that Huggies.
That was her.
Yeah. Huggies story, the P. You can hashtag at P at Twitter. Check it out, DougSteffens.com. We have your Tweet P news.
All of your bodily functions.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And if you're running out of diapers, it also tells you you don't have many diapers.
Don't call us.
Yeah, right. 59 after.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.